Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Bimbo News with your hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Stecky.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watched on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month, as well as Patreon videos from some of our other favorite podcasts to see whether you want to join theirs. We have to reach out. What are you doing?
You're going
to
do the big ones?
Yeah, the big ones.
Get you a special big ones video?
We should ask Kara today if she has a Patreon.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be guests on Kara's Everyone's Business But Mine podcast.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And I think, are you like knitting a sweater? What were you just doing? Oh, you're getting your coffee.
Oh, I took a sip and then it spilled on the side of my coffee. And
yeah, it looked like it because it was blurred out. So it looked like you were doing some sort of like miming.
I'm molding.
Yeah, or like doing clay or sculpture. Yeah, pottery. I think our next true crime episode is going to be on the Love Has Won cult, which we will talk about today.
We did a mini episode back in 2020 that like, honestly, I don't remember. That's when we were doing all those episodes.
Oh, like five a week.
And it was before the leader died. So there's
and,
so much shit that came
her.
Out.
Yeah.
So we got to do an update on that.
Yeah. If you haven't watched that doc on Max.
Craziest opening ever to a documentary ever.
It's the wildest thing. She has like juggalo energy. Is what
yes, the father yawn, yeah, or whatever,
it's
the
like
new guy,
really crazy
juggalo energy.
Juggalo energy,
alcohol.
Yeah, and bong rips also. So yeah, stay tuned for that. I want to try to get one of them on the podcast. I feel like it wouldn't be hard. Anyways, so please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts as well, or on Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. Leave a message about something we've discussed in an episode, tell us a secret, a story, or whatever you would like. The number is
626-63-42069. Nice.
Wow. Look at all these patrons. Melissa,
look at them.
Who are our patrons this week?
Richard S.
Hello.
Hope A.
Ooh.
Ruben N.
Ooh.
Marissa C. Kim. Sarah O. Jennifer C. And Adam B.
Welcome to the team, guys. What a beautiful group of people. I like that everyone has a last initial except for Kim. She's just like, Cher.
It was just Kim.
Yeah, Kim, like Cher, Madonna. Let's get into the news this week. This first story is insane. The videos are next level.
The videos are nuts. There was a naked dude running around Disney last week.
Yes.
He was a 26-year-old man. He was arrested after stripping down to his underwear and walking through the It's a Small World attraction at Disney.
Yeah, and then he eventually got naked at the end part.
He was in the water.
In the water. Yeah, like where the ride like begins slash ends. And you can see, there's video, you can see his penis.
You can see his penis.
There's full dong.
It's a small world after all.
Oh, boy.
Am I right? I don't know if you can see that much detail.
And, oh, no, you can't.
Maybe I didn't see that one.
Oh, my God. I'll have to send it to you.
I saw one that was blurred.
Did you see? Oh, no. I went on Pornhub to find the Disneyland nude. Yeah, no pun intended. Did you see the video of him being ushered out?
Yes. There's like five dudes carrying him, but he's like, laying forward,
he's like starfish, and there's a security guard on each of his limbs, like holding each of his hands and his legs, and he's like starfish. Mm-hmm. But it looks like he's still naked, but there's like a towel over him or something. He's gagged. It's like, so like, why did they dress him? It's crazy.
I don't know, but he was charged with indecent exposure.
Yeah.
And clearly being under the influence of a controlled substance. Like, he was on something. Mushrooms, acid.
Well, controlled substance means it's legal, doesn't it?
No, that could be like...
No, it's a controlled substance is regulated by the government.
I don't know. Maybe he was drunk as well.
Yeah. I mean, like, I was like, he's on acid or LSD, but... Is ketamine regulated? Was he on some...
I feel like ecstasy and MDMA are controlled substances.
No, what world? Who told you that? Your drug dealer?
Wait, control... No, list of controlled substances. We got to get to the bottom of this. Yeah. MDMA, GHB, LSD, PCP.
Because it says heroin. But I guess maybe they don't give heroin it at the... hospital, do they? They would give like morphine.
No, you know, no one's giving, they don't give you heroin.
Well, because it says schedule one
have no medical use, like heroin, marijuana, LSD, PCP, cocaine. Schedule two have high abuse risk, but also have medical uses like oxys.
Okay, so maybe he was on acid or something.
He had to be on something.
Yeah, meth? I mean, yeah, I he was know. On something. Oh, I don't know what really meth. I think meth makes you hyper. He seemed like he was more like, ooh.
Or he was not on anything. He was just having a good time.
He was having a good time. Oh, wow. And then the loveliest war criminal of them all.
R.I.P. Henry Kissinger died at 100 years old, which is like... crazy.
Well, that pact with the devil he made.
Yeah.
He was doing the devil's work for a long time.
Yeah, one of America's greatest war criminals.
Ugh.
He was Nixon's secretary. He's alive for 100 years, so he was born in 1923.
That's bananas.
That's bananas. But yeah, he was involved in all sorts of horrible shit. The bombing of Cambodia, which killed 500,000 people. Supported the invasion of East Timor. He helped a dictator overthrow the government in Chile. He backed Pakistan's genocide in Bangladesh. He's basically killed so many people. It's insane. And he got a fucking, a Nobel Peace Prize or something?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't think Burned it was the Peace Prize, but I think he had some sort of Nobel Prize.
I killed 10 million
people. Oh, no, it was the Peace Prize.
For what?
Negotiating a ceasefire in Vietnam.
Yeah, and also that also killed 500,000 people.
Yeah, what? That's crazy. Crazy. I read the other day, I'm going to get this wrong, so that's what's horrible.
Turns
about
out
it.
Henry Kissinger was a good guy.
Was a good guy. devil's advocate. No, but we were talking about his age, and the woman who was the first black woman to go to a segregated school is only, I mean, a integrated school is only 60 years old, like 66 years old.
Wait, what?
Isn't that insane?
Because that would be in the 60s?
Yeah, like we think segregation, like in my head, I'm like, oh, integration happened,
I guess,
so long
happens.
Ago. I mean, we probably sound so stupid right now, but
it seems like it was a long time ago, but it's really,
it's so scary.
Still segregation in the 60s
and early 70s.
Oh, Ruby Bridges?
Yeah.
First black child to integrate all white elementary school in the South. On November 14th, 1960, the age of six, Ruby Bridges became the first African-American child. Wow, in the South.
Isn't that insane?
She was born in 1954. That's when my dad was born.
Yeah. Oh, same, my mom.
God. Yeah, Brown versus Board of Education was 1954. Holy moly.
Yeah, so sad.
That's
I know, I read that and I was like astounded.
Yeah.
Nuts. The fact that people are like, there's no racism. And I'm like, no, there's literally.
It's alive and well.
Yeah.
Did you watch The Golden Bachelor?
I did. I was disappointed with his decision. Were you?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's fucked up what he did.
Well, I think, for sure. I think maybe Leslie dodged a bullet.
Yes. Now looking back. Yes, because there's this article that came out about him a couple weeks ago that because he claimed that he like hadn't been in love or kissed a woman since his wife died.
Yeah, or dated or anything.
2017.
Really. Or been in a relationship, rather. Yes. Yeah.
But a month after his wife died, he started a relationship with a woman and asked her to like quit her job in another city to move in with him. And then they lived together for like a year. And then the woman claimed that he didn't want to take her to his high school reunion because she gained 10 pounds.
You know, yeah. First of all, that's so fucked up.
10 pounds is like not noticeable, by the way. Also, yeah. Like,
I gain and lose 10 pounds a day.
Yeah.
And also, my friend Stephanie Mikus, who's a great writer, she told me a while ago, she texted me and was like, I think it was on Reality Steve or some sort of article or something. She said, did you hear that Gary like had an affair with someone at his work before his wife died? And there were all these like emails found and he ended up getting fired. And I was like, this is just a rumor. That's so stupid. Like, you know, obviously his wife forgave him. And I was like, so pro Gary, because at this point he was so cute on the show.
I know.
And then all this other stuff came out and I was like, oh my god, maybe it is true, maybe he's just, I don't know.
And then another fucked up thing about this is the woman was moving out of the house, she fell down the stairs and she had to be in the hospital, and then Gary still made her move out and live in a motel. Like, wasn't like, oh, just, you know, don't worry about it. Like, she had to live in a motel.
Oh my god, that's like a real Katy Perry move.
But then, because in the fantasy suite, Leslie said that he told her some things that made it seem like she was the one. She said that he made plans with me for the future. He was like, you know, save the date, we're gonna do this, and I can't wait for two more days, we can be done with this and start our life. Like, that's fucked up.
Well, even on the show, we heard him say, like, you know, you're my girl. And stuff like that.
And saying like, I love you and you're my girl. It sucks.
So there, I read a theory. So I can't remember what they said his job was. They said he was like a retired something or other.
He like owned a restaurant like in the 80s, and then he sold it and then was like a handyman or something.
Well, the handyman thing came out after. They like never disclosed that. They were like, oh, I think he said that he was an ex-restaurateur. Is what they said he was. And then they found out it was a hamburger stand in like the 80s that he sold.
Yeah.
And then that now he was like a hot tub repairman or something.
Yeah. Something like that.
And someone thought that, because what was her name? The one who won? I forgot
Teresa.
Her name. Teresa. They were like, it was funny because after Teresa said that she was a day trader and was successful on the stock market, all of a sudden,
that's what she does.
Yeah, she's somehow a day trader. She seems like
Is she rich?
Yeah, so they were like, Gary seemed like after she made it clear that she was like comfortable and like and stable, he was like, I like Teresa.
Yep, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because Leslie lived on a farm, right?
Yeah, and she's like a dance teacher or something.
Right, but yeah. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so, but also I was very surprised that Teresa was a day trader.
That's amazing. Good for her.
Yeah, she said that she taught herself day trading and then she went up for a job against like a lot of millennials and she ended up getting the job.
Oh, hell yeah, Teresa.
Yeah, I mean,
she
girl boss.
Very cool, but like,
she's
I don't
sweet.
Know. She I seems think... too good for him.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. They
but
I don't...
also, they're like in their 70s and like.
Yeah, I don't see their chemistry. I think his kids like Leslie way better.
I do too.
Yeah.
Also, Leslie's
fun.
Younger, or seems like, because she's in her 60s and he's what, 70 something.
Yeah.
She seems more on his level. Teresa seems way older.
Oh, yeah. I think what he, because he said like Teresa has knows how to be in a relationship.
Yeah. Teresa. That was fucked up that he said that.
I know. It's like, God forbid a woman. Like have
God
a divorce.
Forbid.
Yeah. So Teresa met her husband when she was 14 and they were together for like 40 years or something.
That's
and
crazy.
Leslie has had like two divorces or three right. or something like that. And he was like, I just realized that Teresa knew how to be a partner and like be in a committed relationship. And maybe he just wanted a like maternal caring figure for the last years of his life, because they're like the last years of your life aren't necessarily the prettiest.
One of the money, baby.
Yeah,
I guess they're moving to South Carolina.
I don't know, but they got it. They're going to get married on TV, and they got a free trip to Italy.
Okay, you know that's cool.
Yeah. Did you watch the end of the
yes.
like? Oh, it was so annoying. They kept being like, "And stay tuned for the biggest announcement in all of Bachelor history that's going to change the world."
Yeah, what was the announcement? I don't even
that they're
remember
going to Italy and they're getting married on TV. The whole time I was like, oh my God, what is it going to be? This was it was before they brought her out that they kept saying that. And I turned to my boyfriend and I'm like, what if Teresa died? I was like, I think Teresa died and they're going to announce that she won, but she's dead.
Teresa's dead.
Teresa died after filming. But it
I
turned
forgot
out,
that the next Bachelor is Joey.
I don't give a shit. I'm like over The Bachelor. I like stopped watching.
Know. I haven't watched Paradise.
Oh, I can't. I'm like, I don't care about these people who just want to be influencers.
I don't have time.
Yeah.
It's like two nights a week too, isn't it? Or is it
is
just
it?
One night
I don't
know.
I don't know. I'm like, I stopped caring. I was like, these people just want to be influencers. They're so toxic. I don't care.
They should make Leslie the Golden Bachelorette.
I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet it's going to be though, that blonde woman who had to go home early because like her daughter had a problem.
Oh yeah. She seemed cool.
She's pretty. Yeah.
It's funny that like I relate more to these ladies because we're closer in age. Well,
I know,
we're kind of in the middle.
Yeah, we're in the middle.
Like a 22-year-old.
Yeah, I don't relate to a 21-year-old who's dying to get married. Like I relate to a 7-year-old who like needs to sit down and take a nap.
Speaking of sitting down.
Yes, there we go.
George Santos got expelled.
Yes.
From Congress.
That's what happens when you girl boss too hard.
But he hasn't actually been convicted of anything yet.
Yeah, I don't.
So
he hasn't.
I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Are you going to pick it?
I am. It just kind of sets a weird precedent that's like everyone can just agree to. I mean, he eventually is going to be convicted of probably fraud.
For
stealing donation. But anyway, but he, Z-Way tweeted at him saying you would be an iconic guest and he replied let's do it
but then he replied later being like great talking to you
oh yeah
so I think they must have recorded it
I wonder if they did, or if they just like had a conversation about
ultimately talking.
Be. Where, but he's on Cameo now.
I know, that's so
for $200.
Where is her platform now? Because her show got canceled. Is it like,
oh,
is she doing
right?
Is she doing Instagram video or Instagram lives again? Because I think that's probably how she started.
Or she, it'll probably be like some sort of maybe on YouTube or something. Even
yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, she should. She
oh, could. Yeah, her show got canceled.
Yeah, it sucks.
The thing with the, her show, I love the interviews, and right. I didn't really like anything else. There were, like, yeah. sketches that
the
I was
sketches
like,
sketches and the songs
I never
were
really watched
stupid.
Those.
No.
The interviews neither. Were all great.
Yeah. I mean, I think that a show maybe isn't the right platform for it, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that's right.
A big fan of Z-Way, though.
I'll segue real quick to something short in terms of two people speaking to one another. Alexis Nyers of, God, what was that show? Pretty Bling Wild. And so she was part of the Bling Ring, who went to celebrities' houses and stole
Wait,
stuff.
Wait, she's the one who had like the reality show with her family.
Yeah,
they
Pretty
did an
Wild.
Interview. Was it so, or someone did an interview with her and she was crying because...
Yeah.
She wasn't wearing flats or something. She was wearing heels or something.
Yeah. Nancy Joe. This is Alexis Nyers. Yeah. Yes. And she called over and over and over again because her mom kept interrupting. So she had to
shut up.
Yeah. It was, if you haven't watched the show Pretty Wild, it's like so yes. dark and so good. And it's about her mom and her sisters and they're homeschooled based on the law of attraction.
Oh my God, it's insane.
And the whole time her mom is like feeding her Adderall and taking yeah. they're like taking sexy pictures and trying to like get them in Playboy. It's like
insane.
You see how someone's environment can really like affect, oh, yes. you know. But anyways, she's been sober I think for like 10 years now or something. Listen, I'm not a fan. I think she's still a nut. But so she's sitting down with Marianne Williamson on Sunday on Instagram Live to talk about Marianne running for president again.
Okay. You know, I like Marianne. I like her.
Do I think
no
she
one's
should
gonna
be president?
Vote for her?
Yeah, but I would just love to hear these two chat it up.
The collab we've always
yeah maybe
never knew we needed.
Alexis was raised on the teachings of Marianne Williamson, so we will see how that goes. Another crazy thing, why don't you talk about Ronald
okay.
from Jury Duty?
So so we all watch Jury Duty, right?
It's yeah, so good.
Freevee, whatever Amazon streaming service that was. And so that was it, that show ended up being like the number one streaming show on their platform or whatever. So this guy Ronald signed a deal with Amazon to produce, develop, and star in projects.
And star, I didn't see that.
Yes, with Amazon MGM Studios. I mean, those deals are
yeah,
like multi-million dollar deals.
Yeah, I got
you know?
An overall deal.
And
oh my God,
people were furious.
As they should be. That's insane.
He didn't. It's just crazy that this dude, who's like, you know, conventionally good looking, he's very basic.
Yeah.
He could just stumble into this thing accidentally, not know what's going on, and then be awarded with millions of dollars. Sure, he's a nice guy. Like, he seems very nice. Like, I don't know. There's just so many people, like, working in the industry, who, like, trying to get these deals, and he just waltzes into this. I will say that I was talking to Martin about it, and he's like, it might be so he doesn't sue them.
That's interesting.
And that makes so much sense, because that's the number one show. They've made so much money off that show, and they probably yeah. paid him minimum... I don't know, $1,000 a day or something. That's like whatever SAG minimum is.
Right, right, right.
So he probably made, you know, like 30 grand or like barely anything.
Right.
And I would think that he would have a platform to sue on if he's like, this is the number one show. It's because of me.
Yeah.
So I think that makes a lot of sense as to why they're doing this.
very, yeah, I saw so many funny tweets being like, damn, Ronald has a better agent than James Marsden. And then and then another one being like, there's something so ironic about a mediocre white guy just stumbling into an overall deal.
Just getting millions of dollars. Like, I don't know. He's nice. Like, he won the lottery. That's kind of how I look at it.
It says he is a producer known for Access Hollywood, Good Morning America, and Live with Kelly and Mark.
Well, he probably did interviews with them.
Okay, that's what it means. He was, like, on them, not produce them, right?
No. He worked as, like, a solar panel consultant something.
He's not, like, secretly an actor producer, right?
No.
Okay.
He's not. He's just a random nice dude.
Born 1992. That's crazy. Oh, Wallowa, Oregon.
So congrats to him, I guess. I don't know.
I will say Wallowa or... Oh, wow. God, this looks so small. What is the population of Wallowa, Oregon?
What's it? Wallowa?
The population is 808.
What is the name of the city?
Wallowa. Wallowa.
But he lives in California now? Well, obviously, yeah, because he signed up for jury duty.
That's crazy. That's so crazy to go from a population of like 800 people to now having an overall deal at Amazon.
I mean, I wonder if he moved to California to like pursue acting or something.
I think that's what he did because he said it was a Craigslist post that he answered under like the acting section to be like be an extra on like a jury show.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Or something like that. Or a fake jury or I don't remember.
I mean, he's like, you know, basic, good looking white dude.
We'll see how his acting. I can't imagine him being a good actor, but we'll see.
Speaking of.
Yeah, there you go.
Other overall or deals. Speaking of Hollywood, Kim Kardashian is starring in a TV show with Ryan Murphy.
Yes, because she was in Delicate. She was in the last American Horror Story.
And did you watch that?
Yeah, but it abruptly ended, which was weird.
And how was she?
She was good, actually. She was the best part about it. But it ended because of the writer's strike. I guess they didn't write the whole season.
She crossed the picket line to shoot this show because people were pissed at her.
Maybe, but it ended like on episode 4 and like hasn't returned.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on there. And it didn't like, not like on a finale or like on an end. It just stopped.
That's cool. That's fun. But she's going to play a lawyer in this new show. She's like, good if I can't her. Pass the bar, baby, I'm going to play a lawyer.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask that. Did she fail the bar? Did she take it and fail it?
I know she took it multiple times. I think she failed both times and you can only take it like a certain amount or you have to wait to take it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, she failed. So she's going to star in the show.
Good for her.
You know, whatever. Great. Good for her.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
What else is going on? Oh, Kelsey Grammer. Do you know he's a Trump supporter?
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, he was doing like an interview on the BBC and he was talking about Trump or something. And then like the Paramount Plus PR people were like, okay, end the interview.
Yeah, I would imagine they're like, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I've heard he's not a great guy.
Well, yeah, he's Camille Grammer from Housewives talked about
him. Cheating on her.
Yeah.
And I think he had some drinking problems as well, too. Taylor Swift got person of the year or time person of the year.
Right. I mean, good for her.
Yeah. But there is like people are making fun of some of the quotes.
No.
She like talked about like horcruxes.
Oh,
and she talked about how her boyfriend talking about her on a podcast, she was like, it was metal as hell. And she was just using a lot of millennial slang. And
people
were just like, oh.
She was like, no cap.
Yeah. She's like, this is fucking lit. She also talked about Kim Kardashian. Because to circle back to that, because remember when Kim and Kanye released that video of Taylor Swift saying like, oh yeah, it's okay for you to talk about me in
the voicemail
song
or the phone conversation.
The phone conversation, she was like, that was edited. And she was like, that phone call was recorded illegally without my permission, and then Kim Kardashian edited it. and the whole world started to hate me, and I was so uncomfortable that I stayed in my house for like years, and I was afraid to even answer the phone.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Kanye has fucking tormented this poor
It seems like Kanye has tormented a lot of people. Another thing she said that was crazy was for her tour that she would run on the treadmill.
I read that.
And sing all of her songs. And like for the fast song, she would run fast. Yeah. And the slower song, she would run. Girl.
She started 6 months before the tour started.
Yeah.
She had to, because I don't know how you're doing three nights in a row. You're doing 3 hour shows where you have to like sing and fucking perform. I don't know how
she did it. Seriously. I can't.
And she
even
would
imagine.
On days off, she said she would just lay in bed and only get up to like go to the bathroom or like eat food. And she would just not talk to anyone. She would just lay there and recover.
I would piss and shit in the bed.
Give me a fucking bedpan.
Yeah, give me a bedpan and roll me over when I was getting bed sores. Like, I cannot even imagine. So good for her.
And then did you see this dumb article? It was like, Travis Kelce let slip his nickname for Taylor on his podcast. I'm like, nothing slips on a podcast because they're edited.
No, he's edited. Yeah.
Do you know what the nickname is?
No.
Captain Farts. No, it's Tay.
That's so fucking stupid. Are you serious?
It's Tay.
That's not even a nickname. People are.
It's
so
crazy.
Dumb.
I love this one article. It was like, Taylor Swift went to dinner wearing a matching tweed jacket and skirt. I'm like, this is news.
It's people are. You know, who was it who hired a whole Taylor Swift reporter? I think it's like HuffPost hired a person who just writes exclusively about Taylor Swift.
I mean, Maria could do that.
Yes, job. And it's her name is Maria. Insane. Panera's at it again.
Oh my God.
Another person died.
And yeah. You know what's crazy is I bet the sales of this lemonade have gone up.
For sure.
So this person died, and it's sad because it was a...
special needs person.
Yeah, it was a developmentally challenged person who I think drank three of them or something, or was getting free refills.
Yeah.
And then died from like a heart thing, cardiac arrest or something.
It's scary.
And what are they doing? Because if you're getting a lemonade and you don't know what charged means, charged could mean, I don't know, with spices, mango flavor.
With
bubbles in it.
Basil or something. You know, I don't know.
You wouldn't think it had caffeine in it. And like, I know it says it like maybe on the menu, it's like, this has 300 milligrams of caffeine. But I wouldn't know that
if that's a lot or a little. I was a caffeine head. Right. And especially if you are, you know, special needs and you might not really compute what that means. And I don't know. And it said he's not even supposed to have energy drinks.
Crazy.
They just need to take it off the shelves. Like, stop.
There's no reason for it. Like, no. It's like 120 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of it? Like, why?
Right.
It's not good for anyone.
No, there's so many funny tweets about it. That was just like, who knew that lemonade was going to be the biggest killer of.
Yeah, it's a lemonade, it's just, lemonade that kills you.
Yeah, it's just really scary stuff. So don't, or if you've tried it, actually call in and let us
know,
because I am curious.
Tried it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to have it, but like I am curious about it.
I am very curious. I don't know that there's a Panera around here. Is there?
I know there's one somewhere.
Is there one
maybe
in Burbank?
I feel like there's always one in Burbank. Yeah, there's got to be one in Burbank.
Bread.
Are they still serving it or no?
I think so. They're probably making so much money.
Because I keep saying, like, it's not our fault.
I don't know. Oh, there's one in Studio City, Culver City, Glendale. I mean, I wonder if I drank, like, just like a quarter of it.
Yeah, just to get a little kick.
I'm sure there's people on TikTok who are going and drinking.
Oh, yeah, we should go down that.
Well, there was that one girl who I think started the whole thing where she was, like, in her car and she drank it. She's like, I've been drinking this for years and I had no idea that there's hazardous with caffeine and I've been getting free refills and I feel crazy.
Oh, my God. It says the FDA is gathering information.
Okay. Why don't you just take it off the menu?
Maybe that's what the guy at Disneyland was on. One too many Paneras.
Yeah.
I actually do think there's a Panera at Downtown Disney.
Is there really?
Panera Bread Downtown
Disney.
Let's
see.
Disney.
Panera. Is there one in Anaheim?
Yeah. Oh, there's one in Anaheim. I don't know.
Santa Ana. Anaheim.
Panera Bread Disneyland Drive. Yeah, there is one on.
There it is. He was on
10, too many Panera.
10 charged lemonades. Wow.
That's funny. Felicity Huffman smoked out. She smoked out. She spoke out about the college scandal.
I saw that.
And it was so funny because she was just like, I had to. There was no other choice to give to my daughter a future. Like, my daughter was not going to go to college unless I broke the law.
So you're saying your daughter is an idiot? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So embarrassing. I would just be like, Mom, don't say anything.
Don't
Why?
Say that.
Yeah.
You're saying she's like, too dumb to get into college.
Anywhere. Go to community college. Like,
go
why?
To Santa Monica Community College. They have a great program there. Go to
Seriously.
LA City College.
Like,
go to
I love your
California
There's no
State.
Other option. Come on.
Yeah.
Would you get straight Fs? Like, there's
would you get
come
straight
on.
Fs?
Yeah, what you got
for
straight
Felicity?
Fs there? Yeah, I mean, fucking crazy. So stupid.
Ashanti.
Yeah, having a baby with Nelly. Nelly Country Grammar, one of my favorite albums
if
of all time.
If you want to go and take a ride with me, and then I go when I don't see your wine. Must not feel this. Hey,
must be the money.
That is Ashanti.
I had no idea they were dating.
What's love? love. Got to do with it.
Was that him on the track?
Well, no, that was Fat Joe.
Oh, that was Fat Joe
featuring Ashanti.
I had no idea that they were dating.
No.
And
how long have they been dating?
But they dated in the past, and then I guess
they did
got back. The musicians met in 2003, broke up, and reunited in the past couple years. I had no idea they dated. Period.
That makes sense.
The first time I met Nelly, he asked me for my autograph. That's kind of cute.
How old are they? Oh, Ashanti's 43. 49. Nelly's 49. Wow.
Well, that's exciting. They should tour together with their baby.
Yeah. That's going to be
a good tour.
A cool baby. I wonder what they're going to name it.
Melissa Stetton.
Oh, my God. What if they named it Melissa?
Yeah. What are some other... I don't think I know very many Ashanti songs.
That Fat Joe song was... I mean, that was everywhere.
Yeah, but like, what about straight up? Like, Only You seems like her, but what is Only You? Will you play Only You?
That's a good question.
Oh, wait, actually, what's Ashanti?
What is Foolish?
I don't think we're going to know that song.
Oh, this song.
Oh! Yeah, we know this song.
This is like
I had no idea. Yeah. Yeah, we know that song.
What's this one? Do I know this one?
Oh, yeah. Love you, baby.
This is Go Without You. When I'm hurting while I'm wild. Turns out I know every Ashanti song.
Yeah.
I keep on running back to you. Damn.
Yeah, we're huge Ashanti heads, actually.
Huge Ashanti
over here.
Heads.
Yeah, we're huge Ashanti heads.
Like when I was like, I don't know any Taylor Swift songs. Why would I go to her show?
I know every single song. Yeah.
What else?
What is this woman soldier?
You know that cruise, that 3-year cruise that got canceled?
This is getting worse and worse every time.
This woman sold her house and she paid. So there's different tiers of rooms you could stay in.
Oh, no.
She paid $562,000 for a 7th floor balcony cabin.
Oh, God.
I didn't realize it was that expensive because they advertise it as like $30,000 a year. But I'm assuming those are for like the shitty rooms.
Right. Oh, no.
So that's like $150,000 a year or something. Sold her house. She's a former flight attendant. She lives in Florida. Sold her house. She sold most of her belongings.
Oh, my God. I hope she can sue.
I had my own little pity party. I walked around being devastated for about 12 hours. Then she went to a warehouse to pick up her possessions. She intended to bring on the cruise, and she was bummed. And she's
like, my God.
I packed seasickness pills, T-shirts, all the vitamins for 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
this,
it was like 2 weeks
I cannot imagine.
Before departure. I hope they get their money back, but I have a feeling.
At the least.
It's
going
to be hard to get that money back.
Yeah, I mean, because it's scary that, you know, if the other party just doesn't have the money, then you're fucked.
You can sue all you want, but if there's no money.
If there's no money, then there's no money.
Sucks. That sucks.
We already talked about this a little bit, but Love Has Won documentary. I don't want to get too much into it. We both watched it.
Yeah. You watched the last episode?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What they were talking about, the car ride.
It's
Weekend at Bernie's.
They weekend at Bernie's this
and
dead
that's
woman.
All we'll say.
Yeah, it's just the whole thing is bananas.
So
we'll do an episode on
crazy.
That. Also, yesterday I watched the show School Spirits. It's really cute. Well, I don't know if it's really cute, but it was good. It's about this girl who dies and she joins a group of other ghosts who live at her school and they try to solve her murder. It's fun. It's like kind of a comedy. I don't really know how to explain it, but it's cute if you're looking for something to watch. Yeah.
Oh, did you tell me about Bargain? Who told me about that show Bargain on Paramount or Paramount
Plus?
What
is it about?
The Korean show?
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched like 15 minutes of it. But yes, that's where it's the sex workers who harvest organs. Yeah. Did you watch it?
I watched the first episode and then part of the second episode.
Did you like it?
It's really good. And also, did you notice it's one shot?
Yes.
It's like a play.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
Yeah, it's really, it's an interesting like format.
You didn't watch the ending of the first one?
I might have. I watched it. I feel like I watched it like 5 months ago.
It was like a crazy, like, okay. It was very strange.
Is it the earthquake?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
But and it's good. It's good.
That becomes like the premise of the show.
It does.
Yeah, because that they're all stuck together.
Right.
So it's not really a spoiler. Right. Like, I think it says that in the log line. It's sex workers who traffic
organs.
Yeah, of their clients, and they're all in this sex hotel, and then an earthquake happens, so then they're all stuck in the hotel together.
It's really crazy. It's really
It's like very bizarre.
It's good. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I have to get back to that. I totally forgot about that. Movies.
I watched RoboCop for the first time.
Oh, I haven't seen it either.
It's good.
Yeah,
I've
heard that.
Martin's been trying to get me to watch it forever. And I, for some reason, I thought it was like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I didn't know what I thought it was. I was like, I'm not interested in this. And he's like, no. It's like, it's about a robot. Basically, they make a RoboCop who... And it's like about cops being bad and this robot kind of like, you know, just becomes self-aware and kind of destroys Detroit. Well, they say it's Detroit, but it's shot in Toronto.
Oh, fuck.
So I was excited. Like, it's Detroit. I'm like, this isn't Detroit. This is
this
Toronto.
This is not Detroit.
It's really good. It's really funny. It's from like
it's such a boy movie.
Yes.
My boyfriend was just talking about it, too, because apparently there was some viral internet parody about RoboCop. I'll have to have him send it to me.
Yeah, because Martin was like, Joe and Ben are coming over to watch RoboCop. I was like, that is the most boy thing.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, do you want to watch it? I was like, no, I want to watch 90 Day Fiancé. He's like, okay, I'll watch it.
Fine.
But it was really good.
Okay, I'll finally watch it.
And have you watched May December?
Yes, that is why I put it in the doc.
Did I put it in the doc? You put it in the
doc. I put it in the doc.
Wow.
Did you watch it?
I did.
I liked it. I really liked it. Natalie Portman is a great actress.
Best performance, like one of her best ever performances, I think.
I feel like she's so specific with the roles that she chooses and she's so not oversaturated that when you do see her, you're like, oh, wow, she's really like a great actress.
Yeah. There was in the beginning of the movie, I was going to take a picture and send it to you.
The hot dogs. So many people sent me that.
I forgot to send that to you.
Yeah, they're cooking hot. They think they don't have enough hot dogs, and then it shows them having like hundreds of hot dogs. And you're like, it's true. It's not enough. It's loosely based off, or maybe more than loosely, the story of Mary Kay Letourneau and Willy Fallow.
Did you find your college essay yet?
No. So I tweeted, I wrote a college essay on Mary Kay Letourneau. I need to go to my parents' house and try to look for it.
What year would that be?
Let's see. I graduated in 2008, so it'd be somewhere between like 2006 and 2008.
And would it be saved on a computer or an email, or is it printed out somewhere?
No, it's like printed out somewhere.
Oh, it's not like
But I remember I found it. No, I remember I found it Yeah, I found it when I was moving from Malibu to my parents' new house. Oh. And I just can't remember if I threw it away or if I was like, I want to keep this.
There's no way you would look at this and throw it away.
Yeah, I hope not. So once I go to my parents' house next time,
you gotta email
your
teacher and be like, do you have a copy of this?
Oddly, I did email him like a few years ago and was like, you probably don't remember me because it was like 20 years ago, but like, will you write me a recommendation for, I can't even remember why. And he was like, oh, I do remember you. You wrote the paper on like Mary Kay Letourneau.
Oh.
Yeah. Because it was so weird. Because you had to write an academic essay about something in your field.
What was your take on it? Do you not remember?
I was pro. I was like, you know, you should be able to date your students.
And that's why you're no longer a teacher. You say
and that's
that you
why,
quit,
unfortunately,
but you are banned. You are on the sexual from all predators schools. List.
I think it was what made people like romanticize it or something.
Sure.
When it was actually a rape, or why do we romanticize women seducing boys, or like take away boys? Why do we think it's okay?
Dang, ahead of your time.
I know. Or like, I think it was like, you know, it's rape when it happens to a boy too. Like boys don't want it or something like that. I can't really remember. I know. Well, listen, I'm a real forward thinker.
The guy in it, George Melton.
Yeah.
So good.
And he's fine.
George Melton, my heart.
Yeah. Oh, you're on it today. You're in boss dog mode. Did you take your Vyvanse?
Yes, I take it every day. But I slept 8 hours last night.
Oh, that does it. That'll
makes
do it.
A huge difference.
Yeah. Ripley slept good. So you slept good?
Uh-huh.
I can't even imagine. I cannot imagine having a baby. That shit's nuts. Yeah. He's a kimchi business, by the way.
George Melton?
Yes, I heard him say it on a red carpet interview. He has a kimchi business.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. George Melton, kimchi. Just remember, kimchi is a probiotic, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Feeding me a piece of seasoned cabbage. I guess this is a New York Times article. I guess he was feeding the writer of some kimchi while
okay,
he was
hot.
Yeah, do we know his sexual orientation?
That's a good. He was on Riverdale, right? I never watched Riverdale,
oh my God,
but that's
girl,
where he's from, right?
Don't even try.
How do you? What's his name? George
Charles Melton.
Oh, Charles Melton. I said George Melton.
Yeah, I know, because I realized that when that Google search came up with nothing.
Charles Melton. He's 32. He's from Alaska.
Because I was looking at his Instagram being like...
He dated co-star Camila Mendez.
Oh, okay.
Wow, from 2018 to 2019.
Good for them.
Okay. So he's into the ladies.
Yeah, because I was like, this guy dresses really good.
Who's Rudy Mancuso? That's who she's dating now. He's a Vine guy.
Really?
Oh.
I know, that's kind of gross.
Remember Vine?
Yeah, let's pretend that didn't happen.
That was pretty good on Vine.
Unless it was just him making kimchi, and then I'm like okay with that.
Book. Oh, I have one chapter left of Julia Fox's book.
Oh, how do you like it?
It's so good.
Does she talk about her weight loss and like how that happened or no?
Oh, after her baby?
No, it's just in what was that movie she was in? I'm like blanking.
Uncut Gems?
Yeah, she was just like a thick queen in Uncut Gems. And now she's so slender. And I'm just like curious.
I don't know. I have one chapter left. And I think, and it's...
Maybe she addresses it in that last chapter.
Yeah, and I think it's like about... I'm assuming it's going to be about like Kanye and after. Because she had the baby in this chapter I'm reading now.
I didn't even... I mean, I knew she had a baby. Whose baby is it?
It's some Russian guy she was married to for a very short time, who turned out to be like a huge piece of shit.
Who else was married to a Russian guy for a point of time? Was it Emily Ratajkowski?
Oh, Emily Ratajkowski. Radakowski.
I think she, oh yeah, Sebastian Bear McLeod.
Oh yeah, who was that guy? Oh, isn't he one of the Safdies?
Oh, he was an Uncut Gems producer.
Right.
Whoa, full circle.
Wait.
Oh, he was accused of sexual misconduct by multiple women.
Oh, yeah. They're no longer together. Sebastian Bear. Is he Russian?
I don't know.
But Julia Fox's ex is Peter. Oh, it's a different name in the book. Peter Artemiev. Interesting. But yeah, it's so good. I'm actually listening to the audiobook. And she says, Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
It's
so good. She's like an amazing writer. It's really excited.
I have to read it. Who is our hero of the week?
Oh my God. Okay. So there was a dog that had a plastic jug on its head for a month.
Oh no. Oh, why?
Well, it was, you know what? Those like cat feeders.
Was it Stray?
Yes, it was a stray dog.
Oh, okay.
And it put its head in one of those plastic cat feeders.
Oh my God, poor baby.
And its head got stuck, but there was a hole at the bottom of the...
Oh my God, thank God.
...cat feeder, yeah. So the dog learned how to scoop food with this hole at the bottom and eat it and like drink water through this...
Oh my God,
plastic thing. And so this woman tried to capture the dog for like a month, but it would just run away. And so she finally set up she has this huge cage she set up and lured, because the dog has like a little friend whose name is Red. And so she finally, after a month, got the dog in there and captured him, got the thing off, and then she took the dog and the dog's friend to like a foster home, and they're going to be like adopted together.
Oh,
it's like
sweet.
The dog's little buddy. And like she took the plastic off and the dog came over and started like licking its face, like its friend's face. This is so sad.
Oh, there's also, this is a sad story, but I guess a hiker like died. Did you read this?
No.
And the dog stayed with the hiker for a whole month until the hiker was found.
A month?
Yeah, like didn't leave his body until the guy was like found.
Did
or maybe
the dog,
it was like 2
like,
weeks or something.
Food and water? How did it stay
alive?
Yeah,
somehow, I think. But like, would not leave
it.
I know, isn't that so sad? Dogs are like such special angels.
It's like the dog who waited for its owner at the train station.
Oh, I don't... Did it like abandon him there?
Well, no, I think the owner died.
Oh my
God. And the
God.
Dog would go to the train station every day to wait for its owner. And they eventually built a statue of the dog there.
Oh my God, we need to end on like a happy note. Is there something happy we can say?
What's going on? What's trending?
That old lady visited every country. Good for her.
Panera. Alex Jones. I don't know.
It's all good. That's all good. It all happens.
The dog's doing great.
All the dogs are good. All dogs are good. Jay Leno runs errands in a Cybertruck.
Oh, good.
There we go. That's great. All right. Well, that's this episode.
Yeah. Good for him. Because his face caught on fire or something?
I know. Okay, so this guy, speaking of fire, this guy brought tortillas to like a Benihana hibachi restaurant. And this Hispanic family, they brought tortillas and they put tortillas on the grill.
It's a great video.
It's so funny. And it's
like he pulls
so
them
sweet.
Out of like a, he has like a Ziploc bag.
Yeah,
and the chef is like, are you fucking serious? And he hands him the tortillas. He's like, all right. And so he's calling for, he's like, hey, get a load of this shit. And like people start referencing, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and everyone's laughing like so hard and so happy. And we'll put it on our Instagram. It's like my favorite video. I like, it makes me really happy. It's good. It's serotonin and dopamine straight to the gourd. So anyways, that is it for today. Call in if you'd like to tell us something. Join our Patreon for true crime episodes. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetson.
And that's all. Bye.
the news you can handle. Bimbo News. So tune in to this channel. Bimbo News. Everything you want to know. Bimbo News. About recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.